Here we are, back again, a Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is first, so we ask you, how you doing?
Spike Lee, I'm doing great, brother. Jackie Baseball, feeling Dodger blue. Holla at your boy.
One day closer to Juan Soto being a Philly.
Yes. Little Juan. I imagine Walker is little brother Juan.
Yep.
Oh, man. We need that to happen.
We need that to happen.
Yes, if for only reason that actually has to happen. Yeah. Oh, man, poor Jill. Well, a big show today, as there always is. It's Tuesday, so Tuesdays with Elliot at 3 p.m. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4. We'll check in on the progress of his hamstring. Special guest, Brad Lidge, on the anniversary.
Lights out?
Yes, on the anniversary of the 08 World Series win, will join us at 4:30. But we are coming off the biggest win of the year. Eagles defeat the Bengals. And Ike, I have to wonder if now, with you and several other people talking about the Eagles being true NFC contenders, starting talking about Super Bowl, if perhaps we've gone a little overboard with the one win in our change in how we feel about the team.
No, I don't believe we have. I think we're right where we need to be. As a matter of fact, I think we have some people, and this is why I'm here. This is what makes me, you know, who I am. Yes. I got people that's actually on reserve. Like, they are hesitant to sort of buy in. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. I'm not sitting here about to tell you they're going to the Super Bowl, I guarantee you, all that type of stuff. I'm not doing all of that. Here's what I am here to tell you. Our football team has turned a corner. They have figured out their strengths, their weaknesses, and I think they're going to be more apt to play to those strengths and stay away from some of those weaknesses. Doesn't mean we won't lose a game the rest of the year, a game or two. Doesn't mean Jalen won't have a turnover at some point again this year. But I think when you're talking about what plagued them through the first 4 weeks, which was inconsistency, which was not really having a true identity in which they could buy into and really knowing who they were as a team, I think all of that stuff has been resolved. And when I look at the way the schedule is starting to set up, I think we have sort of made it through the toughest part of the schedule. Right, we still got a couple more tough games to go, but when you talk about the majority of your games being on the road, starting off overseas, like, this was always the toughest stretch of the schedule. They got a couple more games. That's why I marked that Thursday night game against Washington. And we can get there, I mean, meaning through that game, no worse than 7-3, and I'm starting to think 8-2. Ooh, I dare to think 8-2 right now. 8-2. Because we're beating Washington that Thursday night.
Oh, man.
We're beating Washington. It's going to set up fantastically a battle of the NFC East. And you think we're about to let them come into our building on national TV with a battle for first place at stake and win?
Who do they think they are, the Falcons?
Nah, that's not going to happen. No, that was early in the season. Okay. That was early in the season. All I'm saying is this thing is rolling in the right direction right now. And the Commanders are going to catch us right when we're peaking, right when we're starting to hit our stride. The Cowboys, we're going to put our foot on their throat. They need to get through Sunday's game against Jacksonville because it's a slightly trap game. It's a slight trap game. When you got two NFC East opponents waiting for you after this game, that everybody's gonna be kissing the Eagles' butt this week on national TV. They're back, they're contenders. So they got to block out that noise and respect the Jags coming in here. They take care of business against the Jags. Spike, we're looking at an 8-2 team, potentially no worse than a 7-3 team. And before I let you go, this idea that now I have to somehow quiet my excitement about a team that I was overly excited about before the season started. We get punched, and now we're like, I don't want to go back out there and fight. Nah. It's a fight. It's a 15-round bat. Well, 12 rounds nowadays. It's a 12-round match. So what? You took a couple shots early in the fight. Did you lose confidence? Did you say all of a sudden now I can't win the fight? No. You got back up off the mat, and now the fight, it's turned. That's where we are right now. Eagles are a different football team right now. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. It's okay to embrace it. This idea of being afraid of, oh, they might fail, so I might get my feelings hurt. Really, that's what we're going to do. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to say, you know what, let's not get too excited, everybody, because they didn't play well in the first couple of games.
You already doing my voice?
That might come back. Let's not get too excited. Are you kidding me? Come on, man.
All right.
I'm excited about this team. We figured it out.
Okay.
Boy, almost got a 10-incher.
Yeah, I can see it from here. Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot you said there that I think is right.
I got more to say. I need to respect you, you know what I mean?
Well,
let you get in here and give me your little spiel.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to hear
a little
that.
Spiel?
Yeah, come on. So there's a lot you said that I agree with. They are playing better. There are reasons for optimism.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two things you said that I am not ready to say. And I'm sorry if this makes me scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if it makes me sensitive. I'm sorry if it makes me pessimistic. All the names that you're going to call me. give it a couple hours. There's two things, a couple minutes. There's two things.
Yes.
We've turned the corner. We've figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the universe wants you. That's what the universe wants you to think.
Mm-hmm.
The universe wants you to think you figured it out. The universe wants you to think you've turned the corner.
Yeah.
But here's truly where I am not ready to say they've turned the corner. I'm not ready to say they figured it out. There are good signs, but truthfully, we have seen now one great game from the quarterback in the entire season. One, and it's the last game. It's a good sign, but it's one. And there's a lot of victory laps being done over one great game, but it's one. The defensive line, especially on the edge, is still pretty questionable to me. We've gotten good results from Jalen Carter for a few straight games here, but I don't know what's going on with Jordan Davis, actually, in the middle. And the edge guys, fine, but I'm not sold yet. We have a defensive backfield with two rookies in it. We're 2 weeks away
from ball.
Yes, absolutely.
Better than a lot of vets around the league right now.
Absolutely. Reasons for optimism, reasons for the future, but also the turn the corner thing, you know, progress not always linear. I don't know if you've heard that before.
I have not heard that before.
So Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, those are two important spots to
all
have rookies.
Rookie team defenders.
Maybe. Two or 2 weeks away from everybody wanting to fire the head coach. Let's let
overreacting.
Them, but for
and
sure,
I said it then.
For sure,
yeah.
But still, it was rocky for
sure,
a minute there.
Because we have a hard time being able to get through the rocky waters.
Let's just wait before we start saying we've turned the corner, so we don't wake up on Monday morning thinking we've turned the corner, and you know the light at the end of the tunnel is sometimes a freight train coming your way, as Metallica said.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
They lose Sunday. What do you think the reaction will be Monday? Outrage.
Yes.
Well, it's only outrage because you expected them to win.
Well, against the Jaguars at home?
Exactly.
Of course. Yes.
So the expectation is already there. Whether you say it or not, your action or your reaction to the results lets you know everything. If you don't expect a lot from the team when they don't meet it, then you don't overreact to it.
Well,
you don't overreact to it if you're not expecting a whole lot from
them. Okay, well, but if you're expecting a whole lot, why are you overreacting to winning one game against the Bengals?
Well, no, this is a reaction to us finally. I'm reacting to me finally feeling like they've turned a corner. I didn't want to react to the Giants game, but I said this. I said, you go on the road and you beat the Cincinnati Bengals with the great Joe Burrow and his offense and this defense finally getting tested. This is where I was going to be. I needed to see more. When am I going to see against the Jags and all of a sudden I'm then going to say, so it's 6-2, then will we say it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or do
we'll
we need
see.
To go beat the stinking Cowboys on the road to actually do it? Because see, I knew what was going to happen after we beat the Bengals. Oh, you beat a losing team. It's the Bengals. They didn't have T. Higgins. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that's what was going to be said. And the same thing's going to be said when they beat the Jags. The same thing will be said when they beat the Cowboys, who's a losing team. And then when we take care of Washington on Thursday night, what are we going to say then?
I'm just saying
that. What are we going to say then? The Washington Redskins just needed a Hail Mary to beat the Bears.
Commanders. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to keep everything straight. I'm just trying to make them earn it. They should earn our faith. They don't need to earn our hope, but they should earn our faith. And saying that they've turned the corner, I don't know. I just
we got an identity spike.
How many times?
Stick
during,
to it.
How many times? Last thing before we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, 215-592-9494.
We got an identity.
Do you think the Eagles have
Take
turned
them to
the corner?
Town.
Are we okay? The last thing.
Take them there, Nick.
How many times? Who is Nick taking to Pound Town?
Man, he's taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Clip that, please. So, how many times this summer, when the Phillies had fallen into their malaise, did
we're not comparing this Eagles team
no,
to that Phillies
I'm just
team.
Saying, how
the
many
Phillies stink.
How many times did we say they've turned the corner? How many Dodger series did they have to win?
You're right.
How many Brewer series or Astro series did they have to win to everyone say, Spike, you were too worried.
Right.
They had it in their back pocket the whole time. And then I'm just saying that those Phillies needed to earn it.
That's
the
true.
Eagles need to earn it. That's all I'm saying.
Eagles got a better track record of winning.
It's not a bad
and
point.
And there's more winners on their team.
No, well, first of all, same track record. Easy. And they went further last year. Easy.
It is the same track record.
I'm just saying, our star players will show up.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like in the Bucs game?
Oh, that's one playoff game.
Okay.
Do you think they've turned the corner?
Well, hold on. Now that Ike's starting down this nonsense track.
That's my fault.
No, it is totally your fault. Yeah. Because I was ready to come on here and be like, I'm kind of with Ike.
Oh, let's go. What?
I'm conflicted. I like what I'm seeing.
You can like what you're seeing without thinking that they are now this
I like what
contender.
I'm seeing. It's a WIP bump. It's what they're getting. Like,
no.
That's my worry is are we giving them this bump and then when they lose the game, it's back to the old nonsense.
No.
But I just.
It's got it. You've got to have.
Believe your eyes, Jack. You like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Have some reason. Have some smarts to you. Don't let
quarterback's
everything.
Quarterback's not turning the ball over.
Okay.
We're leaning on the running game.
Yeah.
We're taking our shots deep when we need to, and the defense is better.
You really trust the quarterback, and you really trust the defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. The quarterback is fine. I think he's finally figured it out. The defense, now obviously the opponent will matter as you continue to move forward.
They got
some bigger tests coming up.
Yes.
Rams, Baltimore, Washington. How could you not like what you see defensively?
I did like what I saw.
Okay.
I did, but I'm just not there yet. I'm just not there yet. The corner has not been turned for me.
I haven't even gotten to the opponents. I mean, not necessarily the opponents, but the other contenders
yes.
in the NFC, which other than Detroit, they have a slight edge over us. Slight.
They score 50 points a game.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that is pretty good.
Let's leave it as real edge. You don't need to go that far.
That's a real edge. They have a clear edge over us. Okay,
yes,
you're right.
Yes.
All right.
They were
all
in
right.
the NFC Championship game
all
last
right.
year.
All right. All right. You're right. All you're right. right. I was getting too excited.
Yeah. Have the Eagles turned the corner.
Detroit's my other NFC team.
215-592-9494. The Craig Biggio of the WIP Afternoon Show, Corey in Columbus, leads us off. What's up, Corey?
Hold on. I thought Sunday was an acceptable loss.
Mm-mm.
We're on the other side.
No. What I'm saying is, so they were so good. They good.
Mm-hmm.
The Joe Bengals
Burrow,
are good.
Joe Montana,
yes.
Patrick Mahomes, Pat Tomper, they all in the same class. Hold on now. Like,
talk to him.
You told us, wait
talk
a minute.
To him, see?
If you're going to throw the things that I said
hey,
at me,
I'm going to,
well, hold on.
No. Don't go down that road.
Don't start whining right
now. Well, I'm just saying, Corey. Yeah. Corey, you said the Bengals weren't that good. They don't have that much of a home field advantage, and we were going to win the game. So if you're going to throw the things I said at me, I'm just bringing up what you said.
This ain't my show. So I'm just telling you what I said. And hold on, wasn't the Bucks scoring 50 on everybody? Didn't they score 50 And then all of a sudden, their receivers got hurt. This is a week-to-week league. Yeah, the Lions look good right now. They're the best team in the NFC right now. But don't. Things can't change. We got a long season left.
And that's what I'm saying. We got a long season left. So I'm not ready to say this is over.
Right now, we're number two in the NFC.
Eagles is trending up. See, the Lions is peaking now. You still got a lot of games. The Lions still got some top teams on their chest. They got to play Green Bay again and all that Minnesota again. We going to see. They're playing well. But, like, all I know is I believe in my team, my coach. We got the Jaguars coming to see Doug Peterson. That's my Super Bowl winning coach. But right now, Doug Peterson, you in some crosshairs, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going over Dougie P.
Because, see, for now, we on a mission. We've been being doubted. And I got to respond to something because y'all telling me, do I trust the quarterback? I got to go back because, fans, I know y'all want to come at me today. I got to go back to this dude that played in Kansas City. Does he play good every week? Because y'all keep telling me about my quarterback.
We're not talking about Mahomes anymore. We're not talking about Mahomes when we talk about Jalen. That is a new afternoon show rule.
But let me talk about these other quarterbacks y'all say better. Jalen ain't that good, y'all say.
So what is going on with all the beeps with Corey?
What is this phone you're dealing with here?
Yeah. Put your phone on lock or something. We're just losing the words
don't
that you're saying.
Don't let him throw you off course.
We're losing them going on.
Yeah. Ike. We're losing words, he's saying, because the beeping.
No. Well, he's getting into nonsense land again.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come?
That's right, Corey.
Jalen can't lose his receivers because when he loses his receivers, he's still got to play good. These other guys can lose them, get excuses. T. Higgins out. All these other guys is out. Oh, but they're missing their guys.
That's not what I'm saying.
I wasn't told that in a bus game.
That's not what I'm saying.
I told my quarterback was bad when he didn't have his guys. So why these other dudes get passes? Whoever you got, I don't care if it's Spike, Ike, and Fritz out there, receiver. You Patrick Mahomes, you Joe Burrow, you better show up.
How many games has Patrick Mahomes lost this year? You love to do wins. How many losses? See how long it takes you to count them. See how long it takes you to count them, man. How many losses? How many? List them for me. All right. No, I'm sorry. I love Corey. We can't. I'm just putting him on. You tell him if you could off air. Just that. What's going on with the phone there?
I have no idea.
It was like there was his cat was walking on the buttons or something. TR and Winfield, you're on WIP.
Let's go, TR.
What's up, y'all?
You think they turned the corner?
No, man. Browns, I mean, everybody talking about he was supposed to be a scheduled loss. None of that. Browns could have had a bad day that day, Tyson Douglas. You know what I'm saying? Hmm? And we still got the Jags, Dallas, and Washington. That's not an eyebrow raiser for me because they beat the Browns. Like, I'm not like, whoa, they beat the Browns.
You mean
or beat the Bengals. What about the Bengals? We beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, Bengals, I'm sorry.
Okay.
When we beat the Jags, Dallas, and Washington, then I'm going to have a whoa moment. Now I'm going to start thinking. But right now, no, that one game, no, that's not enough for me.
Wow, TR, they beat the Jags, Dallas, and Washington, which they are. Don't worry, they will. They're going to be 8-2.
I might consider, then now I might start talking about feeling like we won the Super Bowl team. You know what I'm saying? So, no, but right now, this is a good game. I want to see them beat these next three major teams against in our division.
All right. Listen. Yeah. All I see is I got Washington in my crosshairs. That's who I'm locked in on.
When they go up and play that young boy.
Yeah, we got,
how they going to handle him.
Yes.
Now it's going to be a whoa moment. My eyebrows raise up now.
Okay.
And I'm going to see my wrinkles in my forehead. That's what I want to do. When I start seeing wrinkles in my forehead, then yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm start thinking Super Bowl.
No problem. I'll be waiting on you Friday morning, bro. I'll be waiting on you because I'm already there. I'm already there. I'll be waiting on you Friday.
You know. Thank you for the call, T.R. You know what's going to be tough to judge is those three games. If they beat Jacksonville and Dallas and lose to Washington, that's these three games are interesting in terms of.
I agree.
Because you could look at it and take a step back.
You
and
almost want to have it the other way. You never want to lose to Dallas. But that's almost understandable going on the road versus you can't lose to Washington at home.
Right.
That's going to be Thursday night national TV.
Well, because you look at it and you go, I'd love 3-0, but I'd take 2-1. But when you say you take 2-1, it's really about how the 2-1 happens.
Exactly.
I would almost, I know this sounds crazy, I'd almost rather lay an egg against Jacksonville and beat Washington and Dallas.
If I had to choose, yes.
That would be, because I still know I'm better than Jacksonville.
Team, right. It's an AFC team, and I'm, yes.
Right.
I completely agree. That would be the scenario I would, if I had to choose between the three, that's, but we're knocking off all three of these teams.
All right. Coming up next, Jack, dealers.
They found the formula.
Not
they
yet.
Found it. They found it. Just stick to it.
You guys.
Kalen's okay. He's been calling for it. They're finally listening to him.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody's in working together. I tell you, the bye week, that bye week is going to go down as the turning point in this season. A lot happened on that bye week.
Or the buzz cut.
Well, I mean, all that stuff came out of the bye week. It was the bye week, right?
Yes.
They sat down, they talked, right? AJ and Jalen was working together during the bye week.
As Donovan told us.
Donovan talked to him during the bye week?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So, Jack, dealer's choice for what sound we play next. First choice is Cooper DeJean talks about breaking up the 4th-and-1 play, his amazing play.
I got to come up with a name.
For Cooper?
Yeah. I've been working on it. It's just not sticking.
Is it? Are you working the white thing in?
No, I'm trying not to, but it's almost impossible to.
Yeah, you said secondary?
White lightning, grease lightning.
Yeah. White lightning isn't bad.
Yeah.
He's not super fast, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah. White thunder? Chocolate thunder here.
Yeah, we did have
vanilla
chocolate.
Thunder?
Vanilla. Vanilla's kind of soft.
Yes.
I don't want to call it vanilla.
The little fundamental?
It has to be. It's the little fundamental.
Yeah, he's a fundamental player.
He is a good fundamental player.
Yeah. Concrete Thunder?
Concrete
Charlie?
Something about, how about?
Concrete Cooper?
Something from Iowa.
Yep.
Not a Cornhusker. That's Nebraska.
Slipknots from Iowa.
Yeah. No one cares.
Okay.
Yeah. Slipknots from Iowa.
Well, they are.
I'm working on it, guys. If you got any suggestions,
yeah,
we got to run it by him, too.
Well, yeah. We could just start calling him that.
Ed Reed Blankenship sort of fell in there, but I don't know if Reed Blankenship likes that.
Right. Well, it's not really up to them.
That's a good point.
Kevin Durant tried to give himself a nickname for like 10 years, and nobody accepted it. Nobody wanted it. So, all right. The choice is Cooper DeJean talks about breaking up the 4th-and-1 play,
mm-hmm.
or Nick Nurse gets very pissy about the status of Joel Embiid.
Wow.
What do you want to hear?
What do you want to hear?
I don't care. I'm fine with both.
Sure?
I think the Nurse audio is better.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do the Nurse
All
audio.
Right.
Nick Nurse, not thrilled, I would say. All right. Do you think the Eagles have turned the corner? 215-592.
Then we can get to Cooper's breakdown.
Yes.
Whatever. It's important stuff.
Ah, oh, he tackled them. Great. There we go. Broken down. All right. That is all coming up
Believe,
next.
Spike.
Believe.
Do you think
the Eagles? Jack's the one who said they were going on a run, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I love cutting off Spike.
I know you do. Anything else? Do you want me to start talking here? Are we good? Are we good?
No, you're good.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Rizzler on your Mount Rushmore of MCs?
Dude, I'm such a Rizzler guy.
Yeah.
He's going to take over for Big Dom one day.
He's like Little Dom.
The Yankees would have got a better reaction had they brought them out instead of Fat Joe last night.
Yeah, dude, what was Fat Joe doing?
Dude, imagine them doing Bring the Boom Live before the
God.
World Series.
Right?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, I'm not, well, do I want
to? Eh,
no insensitive take.
That,
well.
Go ahead. It wants to come out.
The kids. Look, I love their content. You know I love Big Justice. You know I love the Rizzler. Kids just like, they seem a little unhealthy to me. It's just like too many double chocolate
cookies. Yeah. I get worried. Bakes.
Just as a kid, I grew up, I was a fat kid. It was, it sucked. I would sweat wherever I would go. And I'm just like.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
You don't wear deodorant.
Yeah. So I just don't want the dad for some TikTok bucks.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Just like.
Oh, man. Now listen, the dad's going to ride this thing out, man, as long as he can.
Well, the dad's fit as hell. The dad's a wrestler. Dad's working out.
He looked at his kids and said, these guys have no chance of being any more popular than they are right now.
Yes. You guys are eating all the double chunk chocolate cookies. Here's 10 of them. Dance! Do the dance! Anyway, they look like they're having a good time. All right.
Yeah, because he's paying them with chicken bacon and chocolate cookies.
Eat another chicken bake! or you don't. You are grounded forever if you don't eat another chicken. Eat the chicken bake.
Dude, I'm just. This is a foreshadowing here.
Yeah.
I don't think Big Justice has more in him. I think he's slowing down.
He is winding down.
Yeah. He's about sick and tired of the whole.
Yes.
I mean, he looks actually exhausted.
He's burned out.
Dude, I think he's burned out.
He's a little kid, man. I mean, at the end of the day, he's 12 years old. Your dad drags you everywhere. You're just like, can't I just go home?
I have to do this stupid dance again, Dad? Yeah.
Kid just wants to play Fortnite. Yeah. And, you know, anyway, I'm sure he's having a great time. We will play some audio for you of Nick Nurse. Just doesn't sound like he's in a great mood answering Joel Embiid questions. He should call Brett Brown.
Yeah, but he hasn't experienced anything.
Yes,
this is nothing,
I know. It's just
Nick.
Starting. So we'll play that audio for you in a second. Do you believe the Eagles have turned the corner and are now truly a championship contender? 215-592-9494. Ike believes so. Mm-hmm. They've turned the corner. They figured it out. Somehow Jack believes so. They got to earn it for me. I'm not there yet. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, A?
Listen, man. Hey, how many wins we got, Jack? How many wins do we got?
The Eagles right now?
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, now listen to this. How often did Corey call up beating on his chest like he did yesterday? How many times did you Corey call? Maybe once, maybe like that? Let's hear it, Corey. Everything I say, I speak the truth. I don't put no player in front of the Eagles. I said we have to run the ball, and he cannot throw the ball more than 25 times. How many times did you throw the ball, Ike?
20.
Did we lead on the run, Ike?
Yep.
Did we blow out the Bengals?
We did.
So what did I say wrong?
Nothing.
Because I don't beat the drum. Listen, I'm an Eagles fan. I did become an Eagles fan when they won the Super Bowl, probably like Corey did. I don't know.
Wow.
So I'm an Eagles fan. I don't beat the drum of no players. I just want the team to win. I would pick the Eagles to win every week because I can do that. I'm not a host. I don't need to be a scaredy cat like Spike. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of he's terrified of the Rams.
I'm not terrified.
Hey, called a straight. Called a straight.
You said that yesterday.
I'm just surveying. Wait.
Surveying the land.
I'm just surveying the land. They asked me who the teams to worry about the NFC were, and I just.
Only the Lions.
People.
Only the Lions.
Yeah. I think we're better than all the other teams. I think we are.
We are better than all the other teams. We're going to put a stake in. That's the word, right? Stake?
Yes, right.
Stake in the Cowboys in 2 weeks.
But I don't doubt that.
You got Trayvon Diggs coming out of the locker room. See, before he even took his clothes off in the shower to go address a reporter.
Dude, our coach was doing the same thing. Our coach and our players were doing the same thing 2 weeks ago. That's all I'm trying to say. Is that sign, this, and I say this all the time. Imagine if something that happened here happened elsewhere. So this Trayvon Diggs thing that we're talking about, we were an S show 2 weeks ago with the
with the coach there.
The coach and the players, the players on Twitter defending themselves and talking about their accomplishments. This was 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks. That's all.
Do you think the Cowboys are going to be motivated by that? I don't think so. They are waiting to crumble. They are waiting to crumble.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But all I'm saying is if what our coach and our players were doing 2 weeks ago happened with the Cowboys, we would say that team is falling apart. That's all. That's all. And that was just 2 weeks ago. That's all. I'm just saying give it a minute. Let them.
We don't need to be fair, Spike. We just need to be Eagles fans right now.
All right,
we don't need to be fair.
Okay.
We don't need to call it fair. We just got to be Eagles fans right now.
Well, then you do that way. You do it your way. I'll do it my way. This is why I'm unhappy, Aaron.
And also your last name is Eskin. No, you know what?
No, last name is Eskin. We're just talking about the Eagles. Everything's great all the time.
Shout out to the Phillies. I was there. What was that game where Eric Berlin scored a game winning run? Three, right?
Yes.
Yeah, when we got delayed, shout out to I was at that game. If you listen or somebody know him, Joseph Downing, that was my homie back then. I went to the game with him. My homie that dropped me off, he got lost even the state, ended up in New Jersey and he panicked. But shout out to the Phillies for that first championship in my lifetime at that time.
That was the first. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was the first one.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it was.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. All right, Corey. I mean, Aaron, thank you. Well, Corey was first.
Yeah.
No, it was a shot. It was just a shot.
No, he was...
They become rivals. I don't even know how it happened.
It's about time someone attacked Corey.
Well, and it's funny. So I have my list of calls here, and Jack had Aaron and then Corey. And I took Corey before I took Aaron. I went into Jack and I said, this is why I had them both in my mind. I said, look, Corey comes out firing. I needed Corey coming out firing. And Aaron usually is a little more reasonable than he was right there. Yeah. I was expecting reasonable Aaron, not Eagles fan Aaron. You know?
Yeah, well, now he's been challenged. He's been challenged. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Him and Corey, I don't know how that happened, but somehow they became. And, yeah, how did that happen?
Well, because yesterday Corey was saying all the Jalen doubters, and he didn't want to name hosts because we are, or, you know, we're friends with Corey.
Oh, he brought up Aaron yesterday.
He did
during his call.
I don't even remember.
I like that rivalry.
Okay.
Columbus versus Mount Airy. Yeah. I'll take Mount Airy in that one. It's as a town. You know, all right. So we mentioned that there was at practice today, Nick Nurse spoke, and it was announced earlier today that Joel Embiid and Paul George both participated in parts of practice, will not play tomorrow against the Pistons. And this was the exchange. I want to add to it because it helps when you watch, is that Nick Nurse looks far from thrilled this entire time. No smile, looks irritated the entire time. I just want to add that context to what you hear. Here you go.
Obviously, we got to worry about Joel and Paul. In terms of their participation in practice today, were they able to do any live 5-on-5 or anything like that today?
You guys got the update? They were in parts of practice. On we go. Apologies, but go ahead.
Sorry. It sounded like you guys went pretty hard for a good chunk of time today during practice. What was the focus, or what were you trying to hone
Just trying to establish and maintain some type of identity and toughness of who we want to be and who we are and how we want to play, which finally showed up there 3 games in. Just staying on that track.
With Joel's plan,
I'm not going to answer. Go ahead. Anybody else got anything?
What was
the they've given you the updates on that, right? They've given you the updates on Joel.
Spike?
So, all right, 2 things.
All right.
First, I don't believe that they're covering anything up.
You still don't believe
it? I don't.
All right.
But what I will say is this, is like, if Nick Nurse is already tired of this, like, they got to get a handle on finding a way to inform people without showing all of your cards all the time. So I understand that they have no responsibility to give us the exact markers that everybody needs to hit to get where they're going. I understand all of that, but you can't put out a release that the guys aren't playing and then send the coach out there and say, check the release. You're talking about the 2 best players on the team, no disrespect to Tyrese Maxey, both max level players. One is your key free agent acquisition. The other one is the player who's going to need to be on the court while you're winning a championship. Mm-hmm. And the last time anybody saw him injured was in May. I can understand you're going to get questions, and they have to find a way to get a middle ground between giving everybody every piece of information that you have and check the text message you got sent 5 minutes ago. It's just like, they just need to lower the agitation around the team a little bit, and they could do it by being a little more communicative, and it just doesn't take much.
Yeah. This has less to do with Paul George and everything to do with Joel Embiid.
Yes, Joel.
Because we saw Paul George get injured. We know he's injured.
Right.
Like, we saw that. This isn't about Paul George. When he's ready to get back out there, I'm assuming he'll be out there playing.
Sure.
But from everything we've been told, Joel is not dealing with any injury. So most people would assume he's healthy.
Right.
And so the natural question is, when is he going to start to actually ramp up to where he's looking like he's going to play sometime soon? It's hard for fans to not be upset or outraged when, if you say he's going to miss missing the first home game, whatever. It happened. We moved past it. But now you're telling me he may miss the first 2 weeks of the season? Because if he's not on the court practicing, how is someone supposed to assume he's anywhere close to playing anytime soon.
Well, and the truth is, if they had just said, here would be my advice, is last week, instead of saying he's going to miss the first three games, say he's going to miss the first 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully we get him ready sooner, and maybe surprise. Here's a good an idea. Give people the opposite surprise.
You set a far date out, yes, and he comes back sooner than you thought he was.
Because when you say he's not going to play through Sunday, what everyone expects is, okay, then there's a good chance he's going to play on Wednesday.
Yes.
In that first game after Wednesday. If you say, hey, look, here's where he is. We want him at a 10 in terms of strength and fitness and all these things. We want him at a 10. He's at a 6. We hope he's going to be there in 2 to 3 weeks. We genuinely feel good about it. He has not re-injured himself. Don't worry about it. Then we would have had the exact same outrage last week, but we wouldn't have had it again this week.
Right. And
the Sixers just need to work on being less annoying. The entire process of following this team, and I know it better than anybody in the world, is annoying. It's annoying. And the coach being irritated about people being questioning where the star player is annoying. Vague updates as to when he might play is annoying. And it's been annoying for years. Just stop being so annoying. I don't think he hurt himself again. Right,
how much of this is Joel?
Yes.
It feels like Nick Nurse is in the dark, which is why he's agitated about what's going on, because it's a moment-to-moment thing for him to have a clear picture of when he's going to get his guy back. And he can't give out some sort of end date as to when to expect him back, which is also so they don't have one.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm wondering. Is this all Joel when he tells them he'll be ready to go or what he wants to do? Like, I don't know.
So,
this seems like it's been botched in 5 different ways.
Well, so you are right. I believe it's Joel. From a good portion of it is only because this has happened through several different coaches, through several different general managers, through several different iterations of the medical staff. So no matter who is in charge, we get the same drips and drabs thing. However, if you are going to convince him to be smarter about when he plays, I don't think him not playing right now is Joel. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think it is. I think it's them saying to him, you are not ready yet. Here's what you have to do to
be ready. Why isn't he ready yet?
Because I think probably what happened is he played in the Olympics. He needed to take time off after the Olympics to let whatever happened to his knee settle down again. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, because he was practicing before camp even started. He was here, not practicing,
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's been here. Yeah.
He was working out. I don't think he just sat on his ass from between.
See, that's what I'm wondering, because I've gotten this from a lot of people. Is he being lazy right now?
I don't think so.
Is this about being lazy?
When you look, you can't tell everything by looking at him, but you see him when he's working out, at least when you see visually of him, he looks fit to me. He looks more fit than he's been. I don't think this is him. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this is him.
It just seems like he's cruising right now. Like, he's not in a rush to get back to play.
Well, and that's
the feeling that fans get. That he's in no rush to get back. And I hate to throw the money out there, but it's part of it because he just signed a 3-year extension for almost $200 million. So now he's secure for the next 5 years. Is this, I'll play 40 games a year, 45 games a year, and hopefully I'm good. Because here's the problem with that. If you don't play enough during the regular season, there's no way you're going to be good enough in the postseason, even if you're healthy.
I don't think he wants to play 40 games a year.
Okay.
It's never been how he is. If anything, he is constantly trying to prove that he's durable. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's playing when he shouldn't play and then putting them in a bad position when he needs to play because he played some back-to-back against Utah and Denver or whoever it is.
I agree.
So the whole thing where we're like, he doesn't want to play and he's not into it, that does not add up with everything else that he has been previously. The lazy part of it, or the not being prepared, that does. And the hiding the injury or whatever, that does too. Mm-hmm. I just like, there just has to be a better way than this, because in the absence, that thing that you just said, well, what I think is, because I'm not hearing anything, that's what happens, is in the absence of information, people will fill in those blanks with the worst thing imaginable.
Yes. And with him, it's always going to be injury. Right. It's always going to be hiding an injury. That's what people are going
to
think.
What I liken it to is you first start dating a girl, right? And you text all the time or whatever. But it's very early. It's the first couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. And you text her, and then she always replies. But then one day, she doesn't reply for 5 hours. Yeah. What goes on in your head? Oh, she's with somebody else. She's doing. She doesn't want to talk to.
Yeah.
She moved on. Blah blah blah. So that sensation is what happens when you don't have information. And the problem is that, like, the Sixers, the way they deliver this information makes people assume the worst because of what's happened in the past, and because they just assume that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
It's just like, stop doing this. It's just annoying. That's all.
Yeah, and when Nick Nurse gets up there and he's annoyed, that raises more red flags.
Yes. Well, and I think also the coach doesn't care where the training staff is. The coach just wants to play and win games, and he's probably sick of it. He wants Joel out there, but that's why the coach can't be the general manager, and that's why he can't make the decision, because all he wants to do is win the next game, and he's pissed off that they're 1-2, and you know. And look, luckily, the Knicks are 1-2, and they have everybody. And
if he knew there was an end in sight, he wouldn't be agitated.
I think that's possible,
yeah,
too.
If he knew where the end was in sight, put it that way. Like,
yes.
If he had an ending date, I think part of his frustration is because he doesn't, like you said, it's out of his hands.
Sure.
Like, it's not under his control.
Yeah. All right. Back to the lesson on the team.
Yes. Okay. That was a good break.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question: are the Eagles now Super Bowl contenders? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the response to the Twitter poll is?
I know this town. Hey, they're not jumping Super Bowl contender just yet. So based off of yesterday's poll, too, which kind of enlightened me, I'm going to say there's more not buying it yet, and I'll go with 58%.
So 55% is yes.
Wow.
It was 55% no yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it flipped that quick.
Yep.
I tell you, I did my job.
Yes.
And I'll continue to do the Lord's work. That's what I do.
They listen to you. 215-592-9494. Here he is, OG Wade. This is ridiculous.
How you like me now? Me now.
Well, yeah, good song, though.
Yeah. Cut the audio. Yeah, thank you very much.
Is How You Like Me Now Cool Mo-D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tone Luke's.
We worked on that
Tone
some
Luke.
Time ago. Yeah.
All right.
Listen, talk to him, OG. Talk to him, OG.
Let me do some house cleaning for a second.
All right.
Now, I like Aaron. Aaron's my guy, but you know Corey's my nephew. Okay. And what Aaron said is that he speaks the truth. In fact, what Aaron just got done is speaking the facts. Because like he did, I'm going to do the same thing. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Do you think that Jalen, if need to be on Sunday, could have thrown the ball 25 or 30 times?
Yes.
Okay. So those are the facts. The facts is...
Don't mean I wanted him to, though.
That's actually an opinion.
Everybody's scared of the quarterback throwing more. Great sign, OG.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. When a quarterback is in his zone, as Jalen was in on Sunday, for him to throw the ball 25 more times than he threw at that, with the way he was playing, he could have had 400 yards, could have threw the ball 25 to 30 times.
Mm.
But guess what?
Just want to take it easy on
him. It wasn't necessary.
Mm.
No, it wasn't necessary. We out there to stack W's. Jalen don't care about no damn numbers and all that.
Mm.
That's what y'all guys do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We about stacking W's, man.
Mm.
Getting better every day.
Mm.
That's what we trying to do.
1%.
You know, and let me address... No. We ain't, that's what Nick Sirianni said.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what percent it is.
Mm.
Just get better.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to address you, Spikey, okay?
Yeah.
With these narratives that you're putting out.
It's not narratives. It's just my thoughts. Yeah. What's that?
Would you let me talk first? You let me know, because you might agree with me. So just let me get... Let me
okay.
Go, man.
All right.
Let me land the plane.
All right, okay? Yeah.
The narrative is... Jalen played one good game.
Yes.
Nah. He played. That was his best game.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen scored. The Eagles scored 34 points against Green Bay, who I do believe is a good team. Okay? In their first game. That was a good game. Okay? Because we won the game.
No.
And we scored 34 points.
He played okay.
So that's considered.
No. He turned the ball over three times and could have turned it over two more. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. How he plays matters.
If you want to...
How he plays matters.
OG. There's other quarterbacks in the NFL that turns the ball over.
I don't care. I'm talking about him. When you turn the ball over three times as a quarterback, you did not play well. You played at best okay.
Let me, since you want to go there, we'll go there. So the bad snap with the center, that's on Jalen, huh? So that was a part of the three you're talking about.
Okay, so the two, and then the two he should have had. How about that? Four turnover-worthy plays.
No, listen, you talk. Now I'm not doing those shit-os. We talking facts.
Okay, so facts is he had three. That's the fact.
Right,
okay.
That's the fact.
Okay. We're not parsing them. We're not parsing them, remember? So he just had three. So if I told you, OG, that Josh Allen had three turnovers one week, you would tell me that he played well?
I know how to compartmentalize. I don't know about you,
okay.
But I do. I know how to look into a game and say, well, Josh played a bad game when he did that. But if Josh Allen threw a ball to his receiver and the receiver dropped the ball and it goes into the linebacker's hand, I'm not blaming Josh Allen for that turnover. But the facts are Josh Allen gets that turnover. All I'm saying is that know how to compartmentalize what a good game is and what is not. I'm telling you, the fact that we scored 34 points in our first game of the season against the Green Bay Packers and won the game, that means Jalen played a good game.
No, it means the team won. It doesn't mean that Jalen played a good game.
Okay, so the Jalen's...
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Were there games this year where the defense played well and Bryce Huff didn't play well? Okay, so
absolutely.
There could be games that the offense played well and Jalen Hurts didn't play well, right?
No, because okay. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the offense.
All right. Coming up next.
You talking about
best sound design.
A DN can't control.
Nominees are Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
He's not the quarterback of the defense. So that don't even make
Star
sense
Wars Episode
saying,
6.
That's all I'm saying. So, in other words, what I was saying.
And your presenters, Mark Hamill.
Jalen Hurts has played more
and
than
Amy
one
Adams
game this year.
So on the 65th show, Annual Academy Awards.
Too. Okay, so now you can stick your little music right up where you get. Yeah.
Well,
now you can
I got my music, you got yours. All right, there he is. OG Wade. In his green blazer, and
I got a shirt on today.
Yeah, you do. You do. He stole someone else's art, threw it on a T-shirt.
What is it? It takes what it takes.
Yeah, which I think was what Nick said, not what Jalen
said.
Yeah,
well, Jalen didn't say much.
Right.
No. Coming up next, it is Tuesdays with Elliot, and Elliot is on a warpath.
Uh oh.
He needs credit for Nick Sirianni. And he spent all day in a Boston airport yesterday fuming and tweeting his little butt off that Nick wasn't getting proper credit. Tuesdays with Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.